C. Calm. He dreamt of a psycho-civilized society, its members capable of controlling their emotions through an electronic chip implanted in the brain. Rage, fear, lust, serenity, all could be turned on and off by remote stimulation of the limbic system via the device he called a stimoceiver. This is not an early draft of The Matrix. It describes the ambition of José Delgado, who in the 1960s and early 70s was a widely celebrated neuroscientist at Yale. Delgado's fame peaked in 1965, when dramatic photographs of one of his experiments on emotion modification made the front page of the New York Times. The unarmed scientist stands in a bullring in Cordoba, Spain. In one hand he holds a matador's cape, in the other, a small remote control box. Several meters away, a bull snorts and stamps on the ground. It charges toward the scientist. Only moments from being gored, Delgado flicks a switch that controls an electronic chip embedded in the bull's brain. The animal stops and turns away. It seems passive and relaxed. Its aggression and destructive fury, reported Delgado, ceased instantly. It's when emotions get to be too much that we may fantasize about one of Delgado's remote controls, when anxiety sends shocks behind the eyes, or fear thuds in the chest, or love is so rapturous we fear we'll lose our footing. If we could just shut it off, even temporarily, to give ourselves a rest, to think. But even for masters of meditation or stoic sages, these screeching emergency stops are hard to pull off. We might count to 10, or bite our lips, or tell ourselves, "This too shall pass," but few of us can conjure calm at the opportune moment. Certainly the journalists reporting Delgado's experiment seemed swept up by the fantasy of calm on demand, although their descriptions are not altogether reliable. One of the areas of the bull's brain that was stimulated was the caudate nucleus, responsible for moving the legs to make